Okay, all right, stop it. Get off my back already. God.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I'll do the show, just take it easy.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Okay. All right, that's enough.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? I went to Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, which is a coffee shop. I think it's all over the country. I'm really not sure. They have their biggest headquarters here in Massachusetts, from which this show emanates, not from the headquarters, but from the same state. And as you know, Dunkin' Donuts is changing its name to just Dunkin', because having two words and the title of a company just takes too much time. I mean, who's got time to say Dunkin' Donuts? That could take forever. Why, I could have built a house in that amount of time. So just Dunkin' is really more efficient, because when you say Dunkin', everybody knows what you're talking about. God, what kind of world do I live in? So I went into that before-mentioned coffee shop to get a cup of coffee. Here's the ironic thing about it. A cup of coffee there is about $2.75, which is a fortune. I think it's what my mortgage is. $2.75 for a cup of coffee is really, it's not a cup, it's a container of coffee. If I go to a gas station, they have the same machines that make coffee in the gas station that they do at the Dunkin' place. And their coffee is just as good, and sometimes even better. It depends on the adolescent that's making the coffee in the gas station on that particular day. Coffee, gas station coffee, or coffee gas station, averages between 89 and 99 cents for a huge, huge container of coffee. That is almost $2 less than the Dunkin' thing. So I was saying to myself, what am I paying for here? Besides, if I get the gas station coffee from a gas station, I can also get gas. Now, as I recall, the Dunkin' Donuts place does not have gas pumps, oddly enough. They just have donuts. Here's a weird thing about the Dunkin' Donuts place, or the Dunkin' thing. You walk in there, and on the one near me, on a particular day of the week, I think it's Tuesday, I'm not sure, don't hold me to this, seniors can get a free donut. It's almost worth being close to death to get a free donut, isn't it? And I'm just wondering, like, what is the sense of this? Here are people that are seniors, they lived a long life, and you insult them by saying, here, have some sugar, let's end it now. Do you Dunkin' Donuts people realize how lethal donuts are? How if you eat just one donut, your entire system can shut down. Your blood sugar can go through the roof. Your arteries can say, let's clog them up, baby. It's a horrible food product. They might as well put labels on donuts that say eating this could be harmful or fatal. They put labels on foods that may affect your pregnancy, yet they don't put labels on foods that could end your life immediately. And why do this to seniors? Leave the poor bastards alone. Why would you do that? I mean, what is your slogan? You're going to die soon, you might as well eat this shit? I mean, come on. What are you talking about? What are you doing, Dunkin's? Get away from the donuts. Start coffee and carrot sticks. I mean, something, man, but this donut thing has got to stop. It's got to stop. As I mentioned on a previous show, I went to a Topsfield Fair in Massachusetts. And all these kids and these young adults are walking around with these giant pieces of dough laden in a glaze and powdered sugar. And they're walking around eating this crap. And I feel like saying, do you want me to call an ambulance? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing? I mean, have a hot dog at least. Something with some protein. Something. Even a little ice cream. It's got some calcium in it. You're walking around with dough. What's wrong with you? Have you no mindset? Have you no self-worth? Do you think your life is a piece of crap anyway? Why not make it worse and end it all now? Do you know how stupid you look walking around eating a piece of dough with powdered sugar on your nose? You look like you just snorted cocaine. What are you doing to yourself? Do you have children? Are you the child of somebody else? Are you trying to break their hearts? What's wrong with you? Why are you eating that stuff? And I say this to the Dunkin' people. You're committing health crimes. You're complicit in the rise in health insurance costs. Because Americans are walking around eating your donuts. You're killing them one by one. Donut by donut. And just because you take the hole out of the middle of the pastry doesn't make it healthy or less doughy. Something's got to give. You got to stop this. Anyway, whatever. I'm still scared to go into Starbucks. I don't know how to order. I don't know how to order that crap. I really don't. You have to go through a couple of class. I think the tuition is like $700, and you sit in a classroom, and the Starbucks people teach you how to order their coffee. It's the only way you could possibly know. I see people walk in there, and they're ordering latte schmatte with a schmeckle of toffee and a latte grande and a grande ponde and they act like they know what they're talking about. And here's the weird part. The people behind the counter taking the orders actually know what they're talking about. It's a very weird situation. I feel like I'm in another country and I don't speak their language. It's annoying. I don't go near a Starbucks without an interpreter. And I don't know where to find those people. I don't want their stupid coffee for $23. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want to be wired for 7 weeks on your little jitter juice. What's wrong with you Starbucks people? I hope they pay the minimum wage at least, because you have to have a science degree to understand what they're talking about. I remember going to Starbucks like 3 years ago because I was supposed to meet somebody and they said, let's meet at Starbucks. And I didn't want to appear stupid. So I said, okay. And I somehow got myself a cup of decaffeinated coffee because I'm scared of their coffee. I, I'm scared of it. And when I was ordering, I said, I want a little bit of cream and one sugar, please. And the person behind the counter pointed over to another area in the place and said, the cream and the milk and the sugar is over there. I said, I see. So I order this stuff, and you won't even put the damn, you know, at Dunkin', they do that for you. At Starbucks, it's like, fuck you, get your own milk, get your own sugar. What do you think we are, a coffee place? What do you think we are here? We think we just make coffee all day? Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think Starbucks is really a coffee place. I think it's just a place for you to plug in your laptop. I think that's all they are. I'm scared of that place. I don't understand the rules and regulations. I feel like I could be arrested, thrown into some Guantanamo Bay or something for people that don't know how to order coffee at Starbucks. I think it's an offense. I think it's a federal offense. It's punishable by, I think 7 years in prison, and then you have to be homeschooled. I don't know. You have to go through some type of sensitivity course, anger management, because I do get pissed when I go into Starbucks. I just stare at the people in Starbucks. I wonder what it's like to be them. Now, you probably go to Starbucks, and you're probably saying, Ron, are you serious? No, it's a comedy bit. What else am I going to talk about for half an hour? But I truly don't understand Starbucks. I truly am scared of it. I'm not scared of a lot of things. Starbucks, I'm scared of. I don't know what's going to happen in there. I don't know if I'm going to walk out alive or not. It's a scary place. To me. Only to me. Just to me. Are you all right?
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Children love me. Children love me. And I love them. I can't say that with a straight face. I think there should be little signs for people that are under 4 feet tall. They should wear a sign saying, I'm short. And there should be another sign for children that says, I'm a child. Because I can't tell the difference between the two sometimes. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but how many people listen to this show anyway? So what's the difference? I think too many people listen, is my opinion. I was a kid. I distinctly remember that because my clothes were smaller. The difference between being a kid and an adult is your pants size. That's about it. Mentally, exactly the same. Intelligence-wise, exactly the same. Learning from your mistakes, exactly the same. Pant size, totally different. Oh, absolutely. Men are funny people sometimes. Not all men. Some men are very funny people. This is why women are superior. There's so many reasons why. One of them is that women mature. They mature. They get older. They mature. Men, they get older. They stay the same. They don't mature at all. Example. When you're a boy, your mother puts your clothes out for you the night before. So when you get up in the morning, you know what matches. You know the blue shirt goes with the gray pants. You know that plaids don't go with stripes, ever. Your mother does that for you. They make sure you dress properly before you leave the house. Then that little boy grows up to be a man. In their 20s, in their 30s, they still don't know how to dress themselves. Now their wife has to put their clothes out.
No, you can't wear that, Bobby. That doesn't match. I'll put your clothes out for you in the morning.
There are some guys that are 40 years old. I know some of them. They don't know how to tie a necktie. They have to have a woman do it. What the hell's wrong with you? Do you understand? What the hell's wrong with you? Dress yourself. Some guys never grow up ever. Some guys love to play football and baseball when they're kids. Their parents take them to baseball games. They put them in little baseball leagues, little leagues, little soccer games. They take you to soccer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon so you can run around and kick a ball and get into sports. These little boys grow up to be men. And what do they do as men? Well, they don't kick the ball around anymore. They incessantly talk about it. Did you see the game last night? Yeah, Chavez is pitching a no-hitter. Chavez, he's no good. You should trade Chavez. I can't trade Chavez. Well, you should. If you get Donahue in for Chavez, then you got yourself a team. They're only behind by two games with an average of 3.7 on the Richter scale. And
what are you talking about? You're a man. What are you doing?
You're not a five-year-old child playing soccer because your mom brought you there in a station wagon. Grow up. What are you getting into such heated, deep conversations about sports for? Like they matter. It's a freaking game. And on top of it, learn how to dress yourself. Come on, guys. You're giving people like me a bad name, and I don't like it. Let's get it on. Start getting some maturity happening here. Seriously. Unbelievable.
Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Dr. Michael Lewis joins us now. We've spoken to him before. Now we're talking about an alternative way of beating depression and anxiety. Doctor, thanks for being with us again today.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, I think all of us experience anxiety at various times and bouts of what one might term as depression. Are we talking about that frequent feeling or mood, or are we talking about a chronic situation where every day of your life is like this?
Well, it can be both. I mean, you bring up a really good distinction in that, you know, most people do experience some different levels of anxiety. Of course, it's going to vary day to day and from person to person, and there's good natural ways to handle that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You have a book, When Brains Collide, which we can talk about a little bit later on here. But that's very interesting because those that experience anxiety and depression know what they're experiencing, but they can't control it. It's like your brain is aware that what you're going through is insane and not necessary, yet you're going through it, and your other brain says, no, this is what I'm going through, and we must go through this. It's like, wow, it's like a war of the head sometimes.
Well, you know, that's one of the ways that I try to explain it to people, is that, you know, when that voice in the back of your head just won't shut down.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times that's when... when you're trying to go to sleep, for example, or you wake up at 3 in the morning and your mind's just racing, you know, that's kind of a form of anxiety. Yeah. And so how do you, you know, so I talk about not necessarily the anxiety part, but how do you calm that voice down in the back of your head?
Yeah. I did a recent interview with a doctor last week. about overprescribing medications and how that just seems to be the way it is, so that pharmaceutical companies can make sales and et cetera. But every situation, everything has a prescription for it, and it's starting to become toxic. And we're always looking for alternatives out of these predicaments. Is there an alternative here?
There is. So part of the way that our body and these pharmaceuticals interact with our body to deal with that voice in the back of our head, part of the way is through what's called our endogenous cannabinoid system.
Well, of course.
So the endocannabinoid system is something that's been just recently described over in the last 15, 20 years. And basically, we used to call them, you think of a runner's high and endorphins. Well, that's our cannabinoid system being stimulated by our own chemicals in our brain. And, so the cannabinoid system is throughout not just our brain, but also throughout our immune system. And nature gives us great ways to deal with it. Diet and exercise, just eating right and good exercise, like the runner's high. But also some direct, some more direct ways of dealing with it through fish oils, omega-3s, to help stimulate the cannabinoid system, but also the cannabis plant itself. And particularly, I focus on the hemp cannabis plant.
Right.
So hemp-derived CBD, not the marijuana-derived.
Yeah. See, that's the confusion, because when you talk about cannabis, everybody says, okay, smoking pot. But that's not necessarily that.
No, not at all. And, hemp and pot, hemp and marijuana are two related things, but very different. Mm-hmm. And, they're, it's one's a male versus the female plant, and one, marijuana is cultivated for the flowers that are where the THC is concentrated, and THC, of course, is what makes you high.
Yeah.
Well, the hemp doesn't have the concentrations of THC, and it's not concentrated. And when you harvest the hemp plant that grows like a crop, literally in fields, you use the entire plant, the stalk, the leaves, the everything. Anything above ground is what you use to extract the CBD oil.
Okay. Now, hemp is the effects of hemp are not, you're not walking around high.
No, it doesn't have the THC.
Okay.
It can have up to trace amounts of THC, which is nowhere near what you need.
Right.
The difference between like 0.1% and 30%, like you might get in some strains of marijuana. 30% versus 0.1%,
I got you. It's like taking a sip of water and then saying I'm completely hydrated. I'll ask you a silly question. Is it legal? Is hemp legal?
Well, it's a gray area. I'm going to say yes, but it is definitely not such a black and white thing.
Okay.
So in 2014, the Farm Bill that was passed made hemp legal. And the problem was that the DEA didn't necessarily recognize that. And, of course, now you've got states getting involved over the last five or 10 years. And so then it's become a kind of a morass. The 2018 Farm Bill, if it goes through, at least federally, will legalize 100% everything hemp.
Right.
And so we're hoping that that does pass. But other agencies, the WHO has thrown in their two cents and said that CBD is completely non-addictive, non-psychoactive, needs to be used much more predominantly. And the World Anti-Doping Association, the group that tests all professional athletes, Olympics, and stuff like that, that we hear about, the Lance Armstrong testing and stuff like that. They have come out as of this past January 1st that CBD is no longer a banned substance and they no longer test for it.
So if someone was listening to you right now and said, I'd like to try that, I have these conditions that might benefit from this, Is there a way for them to get the CBD, or kind of have to wait now?
Much easier than you think. CBD, hemp-derived CBD is available in over 2,000 stores around the country in all 50 states. Holistic pharmacies, small mom-and-pop health food stores, some small chains, not any of the big national chains, but small chains, regional chains, and available online. And you... and so you can order it, or you can go into your store without a prescription, without a medical card or any of that stuff, and buy it. It's considered a nutritional supplement, because hemp is food, and so something derived from food is a nutritional supplement.
All right, so I'm a little confused now, because if it's not legal per se, yet I can buy it and partake in it, where does it stand if I get a phone call someday and says you're doing this and it's not a legal thing?
Well, that's between you and your lawyer. I'm gonna talk on the medical side. But I'm just saying that it is, according to the federal government, hemp is legal, but your local sheriff might have other ideas.
We
can't control your local sheriff.
No, I cannot. I never could control that person. how would I find out where it is available? I can go online and just Google CBD, or is there a specific entity of it that I would be looking for?
Well, it's a little wild, wild west. It's a hot new nutritional supplement.
Yeah.
So everybody's trying to get in it.
Yeah.
There's two companies that have been around for much longer than anybody else.
Yeah.
And so one was featured by CNN and the Sanjay Gupta show on weed for epilepsy and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another company that I actually am an advisor to that used to be the largest, they are the largest importer of European hemp oil. And they used to be a distributor, but they've gotten into the retail business. In 3 years, they've gone from zero to over 2,000 stores across the country.
Who are they?
You can track them down through their website, which is the name of the product, is pluscbdoil.com.
Okay.
And I particularly like their gold soft gels, because a lot of the hemp products are oils and droppers and sprays and tinctures. But these soft gels are great. You're getting 15 milligrams, boom, it's measured. You can check the lot, for analysis if you want, and you know what you get.
Is this something that somebody takes while they have these feelings, or something that you just take every day like you would a fish oil pill?
You could do it either way. It's great symptomatically.
Good.
So if you feel that anxiety coming on, or you wake up in the middle of the night, you could take it, and it's fast acting, but it doesn't hurt to be on the preventive side and just kind of stay on an even keel.
Cool. Can I talk about your book for a second?
Absolutely.
When Brains Collide, how do I get information on that, baby?
Well, When Brains Collide is available on Amazon, or you can go to whenbrainscollide.com if for whatever reason you can't seem to find it on Amazon. But I can guarantee you, if you put in When Brains Collide, it'll show up. And it's available in both Kindle version and a hard copy.
Fantastic. Hey, always great talking to you. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, too.
And you take care of yourself, Dr. Lewis.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. I am motivated by people that do interesting stuff. I am not motivated by people that don't do anything. That's not a source of motivation for me. Doesn't really matter. I don't do anything anyway, whether I'm motivated or not. It's not the point. I'm just saying. I hope you found this somewhat interesting today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show, another guest, more stuff to talk about, when we can share ideas together. Not that I can hear you, but I make believe I can. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Oh.